Pressure, lob pass left side. Touchdown, Tampa Bay! He is sacked by Gerald McCoy.
Back in one final time on this edition of the Pewter Panel with Scott Reynolds of PewterReport.com, Roy Cummings, Tampa Tribune and TBO.com, and Buccaneers.com senior writer Scott Smith. So, free agency done, draft done. But I get the sense from you, Wah Cummings, that all work is not done or should not be done before training camp comes around.
I believe there is some unfinished business. And let me preface this by saying that we don't exactly know what the plan is at guard. We've seen one mini camp, Patrick Omame at right guard, O'Neal Cousins at left guard a little bit. I know Jamon Meredith was there a little bit. But when you hear those names, it makes you wonder a little bit. Fans are concerned. I think guard is an issue. They did address it with Kadeem Edwards, but I don't think he's ready to step in. To me, this might even go back to one of the reasons why you add the extra running back, why you've got now a plethora of people at tight end. I think there's an option there to maybe make a trade if the plan as it sits right now doesn't work out. I'm not sure that they're done. I don't know if there's maybe a thought about maybe bringing in a Davin Joseph, who's still out there.
Interesting.
I think he can still play. But to me, right guard in particular is an issue, and I will say this on the positive side of it, maybe what the moves in the draft and free agency have told us is that maybe the Bucs are a lot more confident about Carl Nix coming back and being able to play for them on a consistent basis than a lot of people are, and certainly than we would have been 3-4 months ago. So I think that might be a good sign, but still then right guard to me is a bit of an issue depending on who they've got there.
Well, you know, with Carl Nix, I mean, I love the enthusiasm and the optimism about Carl Nix, but the reality of it is Davin Joseph came back last year, right? Davin, and I love Davin, great guy, warrior for this franchise for years, but the reality of it is Davin Joseph came back and played himself out of a roster spot. Okay, so if Carl Nix comes back after two toe surgeries, and I hope that he gets back to the old Carl Nix, the dominant Pro Bowl guard that he is, but the reality of it is maybe – you know, he comes back and it's a shell of his former self like it was with Davin. You know, so I don't know that you can count on him. I'll take it one step further. What concerns me is the depth at the two most important spots on defense. If Levante David goes down, who's your weak side linebacker? Okay, now this guy's been healthy for the first 2 years, knock on wood. But Levante David is an elite player, dare I say the best player on this Buccaneer team. And for him, if he were to go down, Damaso Munoz, you know, I'm just saying,
there is
a big drop off there. And then also at the three technique, I like the addition of Clinton McDonald. He has a little bit more wiggle and pass rush ability than, say, Nakeem Spence. But right now, if Gerald McCoy were to go down, that is the engine that drives this Tampa 2 defense. And Matthew Massafilo is the current backup three technique. That's right, Matthew Massafilo. Oh. And while I think that he's got some movement, and maybe he's an unheralded player, he's an unproven player. So those two key cogs in this Buccaneer defense, they didn't do anything really to shore up the depth there. I think they could slide McDonald over at three technique and put Akeem Spence in there, but that to me is still a drop-off.
Well, Scott, I mean, it's valid points, but I think you can go to a lot of teams, pick out their first and second best player and say, if they go down, what are they going to do?
Sure.
It's a luxury to have a Gerald McCoy, who may be the best three technique in the game, and then to have another really good one behind him. You know, so it's not always possible to have an awesome backup ready to go for your best player.
I'm just saying somebody who's good and got some street cred. That's the thing. You're talking about unknown, unproven commodities in Matthew Massafilo and Damaso Munoz right now.
Right.
Well, I would like to have a little bit more.
Well, there were some unknown commodities with that Seahawks defense in that interior line last year as well. Going in,
sure. One of those
suddenly
was Clint McDonald.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, so given a chance, I think guys can compete. And if you're talking about D line depth, we don't know what the plan would be if McCoy were to go down, and hopefully they don't have to exercise that plan. But you know, you do have some people who can work inside a little bit. William Golston, I think, obviously can do that.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see what Joe Cullen can do with Daquan Bowers. You know, there's untapped potential there for sure. And I think if anybody can get it out of him, it would be Joe Cullen, I think.
One thing is for sure, we now have an off season to get ready for training camp. You guys ready to sweat? Not like the players, but I mean, are you ready for July and ready for training camp down the road here? You getting ready?
We're veterans. We've been through it.
I'm anxious to see it. I'm anxious to see these players on the field and what Lovie Smith has in store for them and what Jeff Tedford has in store.
I'm looking forward to seeing some of the battles that are still out there that have been created by these additions. The slot receiver, Robert Heron. How exciting is he going to be? The other player I mentioned in an article with Austin Safarian Jenkins was Bruce Ellington, because I was thinking, we got the perfect receiver we needed in Mike Evans, but we could still add another one in the draft that could fill the slot. We didn't take Bruce Ellington. I think he lasted in the fourth round, so that wasn't a very good prediction on my part. But Robert Heron is a similar type of receiver, right, Scott?
Yeah, he is. He's got speed to burn, average 21 yards per catch as a junior.
Right.
He's the guy that can take that bubble screen in Jeff Tedford's offense and take it to the house where he can just, you know, nail you on a 70-yard, you know, go route. Yeah.
That's one thing that I think fans probably, if they haven't figured it out already, start getting excited about. This could be one of the fastest teams in Bucs history.
On offense and defense.
Yes, exactly. On both, but particularly on offense, because there's no question. That's what Lovie Smith has been talking about since he got here. He wants speed, and they've got a lot of it.
And we will have to leave it right there on that positive note. A cliffhanger for the upcoming training camp. Roy Cummings, thank you. Tampa Tribune,
glad
Scott Smith, thank you.
Always
from Buccaneers.com. Scott Reynolds, PewterReport.com, thank you. And we thank you for being with us here for this edition of the Pewter Panel.